Welcome to Start Your Sustainable Fashion Brand. I'm Shannon Lohr, the founder and CEO of Factory 45, the online business school for sustainable fashion brands. Whether you're looking for business strategy, marketing tips, or a 10-minute pep talk, this is the podcast for fashion entrepreneurs who want to take action, pursue their passion, and make waves in the fashion industry. Let's get started. So the other day, I looked up from my computer and I thought to myself, man, I should really be working. Like, what am I doing? What have I been procrastinating on for all this time? But then I glanced at the clock and I realized that actually 2 hours had passed since I last looked at it. It took me a second to process that in that time, I had written our March workshop landing page. I had revised the outline for 4 days of workshop content, and I had edited the captions for a series of Instagram ads. So I was working. Has this ever happened to you before? Maybe at your job, or when you're working on a hobby you love, or when you get really into a project with your kid. You get so caught up in the work that you look up and you realize the work didn't actually feel like work. It doesn't happen every day. Sometimes it doesn't even happen every week. But when it does happen, there's something so satisfying about it. It's what productivity experts call the flow state. You may also know it as being in the zone. Psychologists describe the flow state as the most productive and creative state of mind in which to work. Some even say it's the secret to happiness. Our goal as entrepreneurs, then, is to enter the flow state as often as possible so that we can create, design, and build our businesses in a way that is not only efficient, but also brings us joy. If you've ever Googled productivity hacks or productivity boosters, then you know there are tips all over the internet from work performance experts who will tell you how to enter a flow state. But most of that advice assumes you're a top performance athlete or a top level executive. What if you're just hustling to build your fashion brand as a side job with limited hours in the day? What do you do then? This is something I've thought a lot about over the years. I've identified 4 steps to getting into flow as a new entrepreneur, because when you only have 2 hours after a workday, or you only have Saturdays to work on your brand, then you need to get into this rhythm as quickly as possible to be as efficient as possible. Okay, so here are the 4 steps to get into a flow state quicker and more efficiently. And to remember each step, I've turned it into an acronym. So cheesy, I know, but it will help you remember. It's called PACE. P-A-C-E. The first one is prioritize. When you first sit down to work, whether it's on your computer or in a design studio, focus on one task and one task only. As you practice this, you'll be able to jump to other tasks without leaving the flow state. But in the beginning, when you're just getting the hang of it, it's important to prioritize. In choosing your task, it should be something long form. In other words, it should feel like an investment to sit down and complete it. Tasks that are long form are things like writing the campaign page for your Kickstarter, or writing an automation series for your email list, or mapping out financial projections, or designing next season's collection. When you complete the task, it should feel like a significant accomplishment and take between 1.5 to 3 hours to complete. Okay, so that's the first step, prioritize. The second step to getting into a flow state quickly is ambiance. For me, ambiance is everything. You can't enter a flow state with the TV on in the background or sitting in the parking lot on your phone waiting for your kids. You need to know you'll have 2 hours of uninterrupted time in a space that feels good to be in. Turn on music if you like. You can pour yourself a cup of coffee or tea. Maybe you light a candle or you put on your cozy sweater. Pick some sort of cue that tells your brain it's time to get to work. Ambiance also means you won't be interrupted by your partner or your kids or your dog barking. To get into the flow state, timing and location are everything, so don't try to push it to happen if you know you can't get uninterrupted time. You know, you need to save it for a different day or a different time of the day and use this more erratic time to do some of the shorter tasks you can do quickly and knock off your to-do list. The third step is challenge. Challenge plus skill set equals flow state. I didn't come up with this equation. Researchers say that the optimal way to enter a flow state is to present yourself with a challenging task that matches a capable skill set. In other words, if you're not tech savvy, you're probably not going to find your flow while trying to set up a MailChimp account or connect your email list to your landing page. If you're not math-minded, then you're not going to enter a flow state figuring out your production costs. When you're first experimenting with this, you'll want to purposely choose tasks that are the appropriate level of challenging to a skill set where you excel. That may be graphic design or mapping out a monthly social media calendar or writing a free guide as a lead magnet. When you're trying to get into flow and you're struggling, look at the level of challenge in the task and your ability to meet that challenge. Then adjust. And the final one in the PACE acronym. So we had P, prioritize, A, ambiance, C, challenge, E, energy. Do not try to get into flow when you're exhausted, grumpy, having a bad day, etc. The essence of being in flow requires positive energy. They just go hand in hand. Don't underestimate how important it is to get your energy levels up before you sit down. It may be as simple as doing a few jumping jacks before you sit down to work, or maybe you need to go on a walk with your dog. If you know you have time blocked out to sit down and really get to work, then make sure the hours leading up to it are optimized for your success. For example, try to avoid experiences or feelings that will trigger you or block your flow. Okay, so that's the PACE to get into flow. Prioritize, ambiance, challenge, energy, and it will help you immensely in boosting your productivity as a fashion entrepreneur. Just to tie this all together in a real life scenario, I'll just share a recent situation of how I personally put this into practice. So a few weeks ago, I had blocked off 3 hours on my calendar in anticipation of a pretty daunting task. I hosted a 4-day workshop in March for people who wanted to start a sustainable fashion brand. I hosted it twice last year, and this year it was invite only, which meant that I was revamping a lot of the content to freshen it up, make it new, and improve it even more. So that was the task: rewrite, edit, and improve nearly 4 hours of spoken content, which means if I was going to be efficient and effective, I really needed to get into a flow state. So what did I do? PACE. P, prioritize. I knew that I couldn't get to all 4 days of content in 3 hours, so I prioritized the content for day one and focused on just rewriting and accomplishing that. A, ambiance. For me, this means eating a snack before I sit down to do anything long form so that I have plenty of energy and I'm not trying to work on an empty stomach. I also poured myself a cup of coffee, I put 2 bottles of water on my desk, and I moved my desk to face the wall so I wouldn't have any distractions outside my window. C, challenge. Again, this was a ton of content that I needed to revisit, re-outline, rewrite, and then edit. So the challenge of the task was definitely there. I've obviously written content like this before, so the challenge wasn't so daunting that it was out of my skill set. I was facing the right balance of challenge and skill to enter a flow state. E, energy. I purposely blocked off 10:30 a.m. to 1:30 p.m. when I know I have the most energy during the day. And it also left me an hour buffer at the end of the day to wrap up other smaller tasks before I have to pick my son up from school at 2:30. So that's how I put this into practice myself. It's always some variation of this, but again, I've been doing this for 5 years, so I've been able to adjust and see what is most effective. But I hope this was helpful. It is something that takes awareness and it takes consistent practice, even if you can just do it once a week. But obviously, you need the time blocked off to make it happen. It's a productivity booster that, again, I've been using for 5 years. It really does work when I make time for it. So I hope you'll make time for it too. Are you working behind the scenes to start a sustainable fashion brand? Maybe you're working a full-time job and pursuing your brand as a side hustle. That's our favorite type of entrepreneur to work with. If you're interested in learning more about not only starting, but actually launching your fashion brand with Factory 45, book a call to learn more about working with us. The link is in the description of this episode, or you can go right now to factory45.co/apply. We'd love to chat and hear more about your business goals.